Hello, everybody, and welcome to the competition. Sorry, I've still got a cold, so I'm going to try not to cough because I know that it comes across really loudly on the microphone. I've had two race places come in since I announced the March competition last month. So actually, the prize draw today is going to be £504 worth of prizes. So that is very exciting. So if you're new here, this is Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel. This is our monthly competition where everybody who is a patron, who is a supporter of the channel, www.patreon.com/wildgingerrunning, gets automatically put into the competition and you get a chance to win over £400 worth of prizes every single month. So we've only got about 100 patrons. We'll do some patron shout outs in just a minute. So you've got a really, really good chance of winning. In fact, if you are a patron for a year, you will definitely win something. So you'll get probably half of your money back. So it's really, really, really worthwhile. I've got a couple of race places that just come in, so I'll tell you about those in a moment. Don't forget about all the discount codes as well. We've got a 15% off Chia charge at the moment. The code for that is in the film description below. We've also got an ongoing 20% off 80 Noir Ultra Dark Chocolate, which I really love, and I use it to give me more energy for running. The place to go and the discount code for that is the film description below as well. And then for patrons only, there's loads of discounts too. So you need to go on my website and into the patrons area there. So if you go on my website and then click on, I think it's on the right hand side, there's like a thing that drops down, and one of those is a patron only members area. You log into there using your patron email, the one that you used on Patreon. Just give me a shout if you get any difficulties logging in, but we have an Innovate one on there, which is 20% off Innovate, and I'm not allowed to tell the code to anybody who's not a patron, and the patrons are not allowed to tell the code to anyone else either, you know, apart from friends and family. Just family. Just anyone. You can only use it. Only you can use it. Otherwise, Innovate are going to kill me. So yes, that is fantastic. Let me just adjust that. So lots of people here. That's fantastic to see everybody. Let's do some shout outs of everybody who's here on the live. And then I'm going to do some shout outs of some really cool stuff that patrons have been up to this month, because everybody has been making me feel really, really jealous because I've not run for over 2 weeks now with this stupid, stupid cold. I was in bed for 3 days last week. I had to go to bed again yesterday afternoon after filming a film in the garden. That's how annoyingly ill I am. And I feel like I need to cough now again. So I'm just going to cover the microphone. Excuse me. Hopefully, I'm just fingers crossed I'm going to be well enough to stumble my way around the Manx Mountain Marathon 50k, which is on the 8th of April. So I've got 2 weeks to get better, if that. So John Airy has just bought some new running shoes. I know this because he told me yesterday. He says he needs to study for an exam, so he will not be giving this his full attention unless he wins. Okay, well, fingers crossed for the exam, John, and fingers crossed that you win something as well to distract you from that. Tadeusz is here. Hi, Tadeusz. Looking forward to meeting you at the Neem Valley Trails. He says hi to everyone. Peter says hi as well. Hi, Peter. Hannah Basley is out with the dog, so she's paying partial attention. No worries, Hannah. You get that training in. Phil Royal says hi. Hello, Phil. We've got Severine here as well. Hello, how are you doing? Tracy H is here as well. And Lisa Mason is here as well. Brilliant. I think I've got shout outs for you, Tracy and Lisa, as well. So that is fantastic. Yes, we have. Lisa is the first shout out on here. So congratulations to Lisa Mason. She ran 10k yesterday for the first time ever. She said it was in the driving wind and the rain, but she still really enjoyed it. So well done to you, Lisa. This is fantastic. I think I've got a little picky of you. I hope you don't mind me putting your picky up there. There's you in the driving wind and rain. You look really, really thrilled to have finished there. James says hi as well. Is that James Whitfield? I think I'm sending a buff to you. I think I've got your name written down below. Let's just get through these shout outs and then we will find out who the new patrons are and who is getting a buff this month. So well done to Lisa. David has his race number. Let's pop up David's race number so we can all follow him. David Pollard has his race number for the Manchester Marathon, and he's doing that to raise funds for glioblastoma. So really, really amazing charity there.
The bookling.
Oh, whoops. That's my sister calling me. I hope that that wasn't anything urgent because I'm going to have to decline her and put my phone on silent. Sorry about that. And so, yeah, so good luck to David Pollard in the Manchester Marathon. On completing her virtual January spine race of 268 miles, OMG, Arlene Matelock over in the US has opted to take a birch tree from trees not tr Trees Not Teas. I always get that mixed up and it's really bad. Trees Not Teas. And she's gonna have that planted near Glasgow instead of taking a medal and a t-shirt. So this is brilliant and she plans to visit the tree one day. So come on over, Arlene. We want to see you this side of the pond. Stephen Mackie is wondering whether he should read Chrissy Wellington's book. So Chrissy is a four-time Ironman winner. She's now into trail running. I met Chrissy at Kendall Mountain Festival years ago, like 10 years ago, probably now, maybe. I met Vassos there as well. Yeah, so she's really into trail running now. So definitely, Stephen, give that book a read. It's a definitely a really interesting read. Tina Benton and Tracy Hampson have both done the Chester Ultra 50 miler. And Tracy has put a great photo up of these guys on the finish line there, these Romans. that looks absolutely fantastic. And I'll just pop a little picture of her up as well. So there she is, coming in on the track and some of the route as well. It looks like a real mix of terrains there, Tracy. And the medal looks really fantastic too. So congratulations to Tina and Tracy for doing that. And then Tracy also did one day of the Gin Pit Double Marathon. So she has been busy. So well done to you, Tracy. And it's great to see you watching live today. Let's see who else has been doing stuff. Mike has been running in the sunny Isle of Man. So, Mike, I am going to meet Mike hopefully at the Manx Mountain Marathon on the 8th of April because he lives over there in the Isle of Man. And there he is wearing his orange Wild Ginger running buff. These are for sale in my shop. What am I doing there? These are for sale in my shop. Me and Mike will both be wearing our buffs at the Manx Mountain Marathon 50K. I do have more buffs for sale if anyone wants one. I think they're like £10 on my website. There's a pink one, there's an orange one, and there's a blue one as well. So maybe I'll just, if it's really cold, I might just wear all three. Anyway, yeah, you can get one of those if you want. Tadeusz, who is listening just now, hi Tadeusz. Tadeusz Cantwell is on week 10, very impressive, of his training following the Born to Run book by Chris McDougall and Eric Orton. So you're just showing great dedication there, Tadeusz. Well done. It's great to see your progress. Peter, who I think is listening just now, yes, he's just written a comment. I think he's about to do the Reading half marathon this weekend, so fingers crossed for you, Peter. Have a great time on that half marathon there. And Hannah, who is listening as well as walking the dog, hi Hannah, if you can hear me, she's doing the Pennine Barrier 270k race in less than 3 weeks now. So she did her last big effort on Saturday, which was a 55k race in the same area that also recce the course. So that sounds like a really great day, and good luck to you, Hannah, for that. Just got a few more people that have been doing exciting things. Some girls have been like into their tech recently. We've got Andrea Merrill. She's treated herself to a new Garmin Forerunner 55. Very nice. I've got the 255 here, which has some GPS functions as well, which I really need to look into. I really need to sort that out, don't I? Check how all that works. I'm just like a map and compass person, me. So I need to get into the newfangled technology. And also, Kat Elizabeth has managed to get herself a pair of Aftershocks Open Run Pros. Very jammy, this, for £125 instead of their usual RRP of £160. So well done to you, Kat. That is a bargain. I really hope you like them because she's chosen these ones after my review film, where basically I said, do it is worth spending that extra bit of money to get the Open Run Pros. I really personally think that they're a lot better than any of the other bone foams that I've tested. They're the ones that go over your ears like that. I haven't got them handy to show you. But yeah, I think they're really worth it. So I really hope you agree with me. Otherwise, that's a lot of money. And Lloyd Watkin is doing the 70 km South Canham race, and then in 3 weeks' time, I think, is it 3 weeks-ish? Oh, I don't know. He's doing the MDS anyway. And if you want to follow him, he has a page called Hope in the Sahara, if anybody would like to follow him and join his fundraising effort. So good luck to you, Lloyd. John Gardner, who is my first ever patron, thank you, John, has been volunteering at the Greenbriars Ultra. Oh, here's a picture, sorry, of Lloyd's Marathon des Sables page, Hope in the Sahara. So definitely follow him on Facebook there if you can. And then John has been volunteering at this race, the Greenbriars Ultra. There's a picture of the race there. Lots of runners and lots of goodie bags, it looks like there. It looks like a really fantastic race. Tony Reeves has been on a parkrun mission. He's been to the what he calls the hilliest parkrun ever, which is at Mount Edgecombe. I actually didn't Google where on earth that was, so if anyone knows where Edgecombe is, then do type it in the live comments. It sounds like one of the hilliest parkruns in the UK, so well done Tony and family for getting that done. Johnny Doyle, breaking news here, Johnny has bought my book, yay! Oh, the Ultimate Trailing Handbook, let's just get that there so that I can show you. Yeah, Johnny has bought my book. It's available on my website, wildgingerrunning.co.uk/shop, or in all good bookstores, all bad bookstores. I don't care what bookstores, they're just that anyone can sell this, and on Amazon as well. There'll be a link in the film description below. If you scroll right to the bottom, there's always a link to my book at the end. So yeah, purchase if you fancy knowing more about trail and ultra running. Lots of good tips in there from loads of people, not just me, like experts, readers, real life stories, case studies, and it's just very inspiring. Everybody's, all the stories from everybody in there. Johnny has also then entered the Neen Valley Trail Race's 10-mile race. That's on the 3rd of June. This is a race that I organise with a couple of people from my running club. So we've got probably, I think, about 7 patrons now are coming, including Tadeusz, who's coming all the way from Ireland, which is fantastic. There's camping there as well for the whole weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's only £7 per night. I went camping, well, I was going to go camping the other day, and I looked at the prices these days, and it's like £28 for camping. What? Anyway, so there's no, showers. There is toilets, but there's no showers. There is a lovely river, though. Use at your own risk. And you can camp there on the Friday and the Saturday, only £7 a night. And you can do our races. There's a 10-miler or there's a 20-miler through the absolutely beautiful countryside that you see behind me just there on the map, on the wall. So that's from Fotheringhay near Peterborough. Johnny is also walking Race to the Stones 100k as well, with a view to running it next year, I think, if that is the plan. So good luck, Johnny. Looking forward to meeting you and all the other patrons at the Neen Valley Races on the 3rd of June. We need to get an updated photo for the patron Facebook group. So we will definitely be all meeting up together en masse to do that photo and have a bit of a chit chat and meet each other. So that will be really cool. So that's all the patron announcements. Unless anybody has got anything else on the live chat that I need to read out. We've got Sean. He's got Brighton Marathon this weekend. Oh, cool. Congratulations. Good luck. Good luck for that this weekend. Lots of people doing marathons and half marathons. Fantastic. Severine is just back from running after a 2-week lurgy. Yes, I know how you feel. It's really, really good. Thank goodness that you're recovering now and that you've done a nice park run. Oh, you've just before that done a park run PB. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, at least you ended on a high and now you can recover and get back to it slowly. Peter says, go Lisa. Hannah says, it's a slippery slope from 10K. It is. And Lisa's here. Hi, Lisa. And she says, thank you. John says he went out with a local friend of ours, Caroline, and managed to miss most of the rain. Yeah, it was really annoying. I had to come in from my filming after it rained, and then I was really tired and went to bed, unfortunately. He hasn't tried his new shoes yet. Oh, you've got to get them tried. Tracy says she'll hopefully see David at Manchester Marathon. Oh, rescuing another dog this weekend. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, any other dog lovers around on the patrons? I do love a dog. We don't have one, but our neighbour has a dog, two dogs, and sometimes I walk theirs. Yeah, they're really lovely. Peter says, looks like a great event. he's talking about the Chester Marathon. He hopes that those Romans didn't have to run it in all that gear. Yeah, that would be a good record, wouldn't it? Tracy says they're just for effect. Hannah says Pennine Bridleway, not Pennine Barrier. Oh, where have I got that one from? Anyway, race season's coming upon us. Armin Elidrissi says hello, hello. And Tadeu says, speaking of flying in, he's hoping he doesn't need to buy a tent on the way. You do need a tent if you're going to be camping. But hopefully you can bring yours from home. Let me know if you need to borrow one, because I do have a massive four-person tent. And also, I can probably find some tent from somewhere. Cool. Right. So we're going to announce what the competition prizes are in just a moment. But before I do that, I just want to say that I'm very excited because I contacted Jasmine Paris and Damien Hall of Barclay Marathon's fame recently. And both of them have agreed to come onto Wild Ginger Running live chats. So Jasmine is going to be on Tuesday evening, this coming Tuesday, the 4th of April. We haven't agreed a time yet, but it will be after she puts her kids to bed. So I don't know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, something like that. So be prepared for Jasmine Paris on the live chat next week. Damien is a little bit later. He's going to be May the 18th, and that will be one of the usual lunchtime chats at midday. So shall I ask John Kelly as well? He was over in the UK, and when he was here, he did do quite a few live chats with us, and he's always been a superstar at being interviewed. So if you think that I should also contact John Kelly, who actually completed the Barclay Marathons, then just let me know, because if patrons want to hear from John Kelly as well, which I'm thinking you might do, then we will definitely ask him to come on the show and see if he can make it. Right. And David Pollard says, does anyone want to share Claire's four-man tent? I could just bring the four-man tent, couldn't I? I could bring it, and then if it rains, we can all get in there. Yeah, shall I just bring it anyway and pitch it? My friend Anna might want to borrow it, actually, for her kids. I'll just check with her first. Severin seems to have her own tent. Cool. Okay, right. We're going to start with the prizes now. Let me just delete all these things that are distracting. Right. So the first prize, this is the last month that we have the prize from Cheer Charge. They've done 4 months of prizes with us. Thank you so much to Cheer Charge. There's also that discount code. So definitely if you don't win this prize, definitely just keep using that discount code. It gives you 15% off. And it's here. It's WILDG15, all lowercase. So WILDG15 in the film description below or the podcast show notes. It's worth 76 quid. So we've got the Recharge drink sachets, mini flapjacks, protein bars, the bandana, the mug, and the little kit bag as well. So if you want to win this, this is the last chance. So yep, you've got to be a patron right now to be able to win this. So somebody will win this today. Very exciting. Then we've got this really cool present, prize, BioLite headlamp. It's the BioLamp 800 Pro. It's worth £110. It's got a maximum output of 80 lumens. There's a dimmable red light, there's a white light, there's a strobe and a burst mode. And there's also a rear light as well. There's a rear red visibility light that's solid and strobe. So the front panel tilts downward with one hand. You've got 150 hours on low, 7 hours on high, and 8 hours on reserve setting as well. It recharges via a micro USB. And BioLite are just a really cool company because they help people in third world countries with sustainable cooking solutions that aren't that are smoke free. So they sell stoves that work for people in third world countries without too much expense and too much repair. So they're just a really cool company that like to give back to the community. So it's, yeah, if you want to get head torch from them, if you don't win this, then they're just a really nice company to support. Then it's National Foot Week. I think it was the 7th of March. I may have got this wrong, in celebration of National Foot Week, we have got a big bundle from Ultimate Performance. So we've got some advanced insoles, the F3D insoles. So they have three different types there, the cushion, the neutral, and the support. They're worth £25. They've also given us some cold heat rub and some cold gel. So they are up for grabs too. This is just a bundle for one person, by the way. And then they've got a sock as well. They've got three socks this time. There's, excuse me. Sorry, everybody's ears. We've got the Fusion Socklet in Reprieve fabric. We've got the Reprieve Active QTR and the Reprieve Active Socklet as well. So there's three different types of socks that you could be winning there. So that is a fantastic bundle from you, Ultimate Performance. And oh, they're 1,000 mile socks, actually, those three socks. So three pairs of socks, some insoles, and the hot heat rub and the cold gel as well for recovery, celebrating National Foot Week, the 7th of March. So thank you to Ultimate Performance for that. Let's just pop the insoles up again there. Now we have a new product launch. It's called Protein Rebel Maple Ignite Gels. This is worth £52. These gels, going to give you a big bundle of gels here. They are the first gel in the UK to be made from pure maple syrup. There's two ingredients only. So it's a light Canadian maple syrup harvested at a farm in Quebec, and it's got sea salt in as well. So they're very gentle on the stomach. They've got a slightly thicker than water taste, and apparently they taste great, which is very, very important. So somebody will get a nice big bundle of these worth £52. Lots of prizes this month. Ultimate Direction this time are giving away an ultra belt worth £65. So this is a minimal lightweight belt for carrying two bottles and two soft flasks. Oh, two bottles and two soft flasks. I think it's just two soft flasks on short running journeys. I think that might be a typo there. But that looks really, really cool as well. And then we've got those race entries as well that have come in. So let me just show you those race entries. We've got Lakeland Trails and Maverick Races. So we've got the Maverick Races. This one is the Mendip Hills. So this race is on Saturday, the 22nd of April. So there's not much notice, only a few weeks. So I have put this in the generator so that we will just get a winner. But if that winner can't do it, then I'll open it up to the Facebook group and the Patreon page, and we'll select from a smaller amount of people. But just legally, I have to just draw it in the normal way. And then the Lakeland Trails. Each month, oh, sorry, just going back to the Maverick one. There's 22k, 13k, or 6.5k in the Mendips, with views from the top of Cheddar Gorge. So I did over there? The Top of the Gorge Festival in 2019. It was absolutely fantastic, and we did a race around Cheddar Gorge, and it was just absolutely beautiful. So whoever wins this race, then very, very jealous. It's an amazing place to run. So Lakeland Trails, we've signed up to do a place to win a place, a Lakeland Trails race place every single month, and this is worth £52. So here you can see three lovely ladies having a great time on the Lakeland Trails trail races. I just can't express enough how much I love the Lakeland Trails races. They're really supportive. There's a drumming band at the start, and they're all in the Lake District, obviously. And they were the races that I first did as a trail runner. And they're the first races that I ever did. And it really got me hooked on trail running. So this year is their 20th year. They're doing a sustainability drive at the moment. So they've launched this thing called the Biodiversity. The Biodiversity. Oh dear, I need to get that right. So basically, if you sign up to 5 of their races and you click the trees not tees option, so you don't get a t-shirt, then you get a free race place. You can buy a t-shirt in addition to that though, but they're just doing away with the whole free race t-shirt thing because loads of people just don't even wear them and they just get put in landfill, and it's just a massive environmental problem. So that's what they're doing, and they're having a massive sustainability drive. They also do loads of other things for sustainability as well, which I can't find at the moment because I've lost my mouse. Oh, here it is. Yes, so they use compostable cups as well, and they recycle everything at their events as well, and most of the things that they use can be reused again in the future. Okay, so that's all the things on offer, taking the grand total to £504 this month, March. So now we just need to find out who's won. And then we'll go through the prizes for next time as well, for April. Right, okay, so... I realised that no one can hear this sound when I press the button, so I'm going to make a bing noise. Bing! Okay, the cheer charge is the first one up for grabs, and it's landed on David Pollard. Congratulations, David. I think David is coming to the Neen Valley Trail Races, so maybe you can bring one there and use it on your race, David. Hopefully that will be super handy for you. Congratulations, David. That is fantastic. So, who is going to win the BioLite Headlamp 800 Pro? Excuse me. Bing. There's no point pressing that. Bing. It's landed on Lloyd. Lloyd Watkin. Lloyd of MDS. He's doing the MDS soon. Maybe you can use it on the MDS. Congratulations, Lloyd. You've won a head torch. Maybe this will come in handy for you on your next race. Cool. Okay, that's fantastic. That will be winging its way to you shortly. Next prize is the Ultimate Performance Bundle and the 1,000-mile socks. And that is going to be David Grimsell. Congratulations, David. You've got a big bundle of prizes there celebrating National Foot Week from Ultimate Performance and 1,000-mile socks. Now it's the 18 Noir Ultra Chocolate up for grabs. It's 3 mini bars there, and it's going to be bing. It's going to be, are you watching, Hannah, or are you dog walking? You've won the chocolate. You're going to need that on your race. Fantastic. You have won the chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra. Congratulations, Hannah. And now the Maple Protein Rebel Maple Ignite Gels, the first in the UK to feature pure maple syrup energy gels. Excuse me. It's landed on Conleth Berry. Yeah! I hope you enjoy these, Conleth. Conleth has been a long time patron, and he has finally won something great. That's fantastic. I hope you listen to this back, Conleth, and get very, very excited. And now the next prize is the Ultimate Direction Ultra Belt. And who's going to win that? Bing! Okay, it's Scott McMillan. Scott, you have won the Ultimate Direction Ultra Belt. Congratulations. I hope you find that really, really handy. And now we've got a couple of race places. So if these people, I will email these people when they win. If these people can't do the race, like they live, I don't know, in America or somewhere, and they want to open them back up to the group, then I will. But first of all, we'll just draw it as normal. Wrong button. Where's it gone? Here we go. Here. Bing. Okay, so the original Mem Dips Maverick race worth £40, that's on the Saturday the 22nd of April, so quite short notice. Fingers crossed that this person can do it. Jasper Kiernan has won that race entry, so I will email him and let him know, and hopefully he'll be able to make it. If not, could be up for grabs still. And the Lakeland Trails race place worth up to £52. This is at any time of the year. You can pick any of the races and they happen like pretty much all year round. So hopefully whoever wins this will be able to make the race. And it's going to be this month is going to be Hannah Greenlee. Congratulations, Hannah. And those are all the prizes for March. And I will just get rid of everything and then I'll tell you quickly what next month's prizes are, because don't be disheartened if you didn't win this time. There's still loads and loads of prizes up for grabs every single month. It's way better odds than the lottery, isn't it? So it's definitely worth being a patron. Oh, I didn't mention the new patrons. Oh, what a silly billy I am. So I need to do give a shout out to the new patrons and people who are going to get buffs. So after 3 months loyalty, you get a buff, which looks, oh, here's the other buffs as well. After 3 months loyalty, you get a buff that looks like this. And if you don't want to be at the tier that gives you a loyalty buff, you can just buy one of these buffs, which are not from actual buffs, so I probably shouldn't call them buffs, but there's a pink one, there's a blue one, and there's also an orange one as well, which I think I'm using as a headband at the moment, an eye, like an eye shutter out of the lighter. No idea what they're called. I'm using that in my room at the moment. Sorry, I should have done a cough warning. So yes, people who are getting buffs and new patrons. So sadly, in March, there was no new patrons. Oh my goodness. If you're not a patron and you're watching this, you need to become a patron because the prizes I'm about to read out are for April and you could win one. There's also loads of other perks, like you get priority to ask your questions to all our live guests. We've got Jasmine Perez, we've got Damien Hall, we've got Tim Piggott, our coach who regularly comes on. We've got Nick Knight, who's our regular injury guy, and we've got, hopefully, John Kelly as well, who I will email after finishing this broadcast. There was no new patrons in March. Very, very sad. However, Kim Ross doubled her pledge. So that was very, very kind of you, Tim. Thank you so much. I know that it's a very hard economic climate for everybody right now. So that's very, very kind of you. And I very much appreciate all the support that all the patrons give, because that's why this channel stays afloat. So thank you so much. And so for loyalty, we have the patron buff. I'm going to be packaging these up in just a moment. They're going out to James Whitfield, Johnny Doyle, and Sharon Richards as well. And then Caroline Janice, yours will be at the end of April. So, yeah. Thank you very much for being a loyal supporter, and you'll get one of these if you're at the tier, which gives you a buff. If not, shop. Okay, so what is up for grabs in April? Cough warning. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I lied about cheer, by accident. Okay, I thought it was April. It's not April. April is the last time that Cheercharge are doing this competition, so sorry about that. The discount code still stands as well. We're still doing the Cheercharge bundle for April. Sorry, I got my months mixed up there. And then we've got an ARB Escapelite bivy as well, which is very useful for races in remote places. And this is also, it's supposed to be breathable as well, so you can actually use this within your traditional sleeping bag to beef up the heat a little bit. So that's really, really useful, and it's worth £50. Then we've got an Om waist belt. Where is the Om waist belt? Let's get a picture of that up here. There we go, the Om waist belt. Om have introduced Om repair. So you can take your Om stuff back to certain places or send it back to them and they will repair it for you. I cheekily asked if they could repair my Rab jacket, which is falling apart at the seams. I've had it for probably about 15 years now. And they said, well, it is supposed to be just Om stuff, Claire, but for you, we'll make an exception. But I think we're just supposed to take Om stuff back to them for repair. For free. Maybe they could repair other brand stuff but charge you. I mean, I'd pay for that. I'll suggest it to them. Anyway, we've got some more stuff from Protein Rebel, that new brand, and this is called Easy Marine Collagen Powder. So let me just find that. Here we are. So it's there. it's worth £56, this, so there's a few tins of this. It's 100% pure marine collagen powder. Which apparently helps us to strengthen and support soft connective tissues, and improves the condition of our hair, skin, and nails, which is definitely what we need as runners, isn't it? I think Jennifer Aniston is promoting this at the moment, if I or something like this. You put it in your morning coffee, and or a smoothie, and yeah, you should see some improvements. So yes, that sounds great. So somebody's going to win that. Then we've got a Lakeland Trails race place worth £52 as well. So that's the Lakeland Trails races there that I was talking about earlier. And let's get their logo up there. There we go. Oh, I can't see. And then we've got the Maverick X Series in Exmoor worth £75. That's Saturday the 6th of May. So there's an ultra, which is 58k, a long, which is 42k marathon, and 21k half marathon, and a 15k around 9 miles along the South West Coast Path in Exmoor. So that looks incredible. Look, there it is. Oh, look at that coastal path. That looks really, really cool. And then we've got another Maverick race as well. So hopefully we've got a bit more time to get ready for these races now. We've got the Exmoor race as well. Let's have that up there. So, oh yeah, so that's the Exmoor one. And then we've got this Surrey one. Here we go. The Maverick Adidas Terex Original Surrey race. That's on the 13th of May. That's worth £40. We've got a 23K, a 13K, and an 8K all around the grounds of the Edwardian country home of the Polsterdon Lace of Polston Lacey in Surrey. So that looks like a really good beginner event as well. So we've got those two races from Maverick and one from the Lakeland Trails as well. So they just look absolutely brilliant, and hopefully you can make it if you win those. Let me just move that over. There we go. Then finally, we've got a book which I have forgotten to screen grab a picture for. Let me just get that. I've just been sent this book that I'm reading at the moment, and it's called what's it called? It's about the Barclay Marathon, so it's very relevant right now. It's called In the Spell of the Barclay. Let me just get a picture of it. In the Spell of the Barclay. So I've just started reading it. It's about this, he's a Dutch guy called Michael, and he gets intrigued by the Barclay Marathons, and he just decides to go and fly over and watch it. And I've only got a few pages in at the moment, but it's very intriguing. He just the, his way of writing about the Barclay is it's really clear, expressive, and it's just it seems like a really good book. So we've got one of those as well to win in next month's competition. So I hope that you enjoyed listening to this broadcast. Don't forget, we've got Jasmine Paris talking about the Barclay Marathons on Tuesday the 4th in the evening. I'll put the time of that in the Facebook group, and I'll probably spread it on all social medias as well so that we get maximum people watching. And all these prizes will be up for grabs at the end of April. This is the April prize draw. So if you become a pa if you're not a patron already, then do consider signing up, because you could be in with a chance to win any one of these prizes. So yeah, thank you very much to everybody who is already a patron. It is really, really, really kind of you, and I'm really looking forward to meeting quite a few of you at the Nene Valley Trails on the 3rd of June. If you're interested in that race, or if you're interested in anything that I've talked about, like my book or the buffs or anything from Wild Ginger Running, then it's all in the film description below or in the podcast show notes as well. So thanks everybody for listening, and I'll see you soon. I'll see you on Tuesday with Jasmine Paris. Yay!